Salute. Welcome back to the Retro Rick Podcast. I am your host, Rick. We back in the building. Got a PSA for y'all. Just give me 1 second. Let me pull up something here real quick. Got a PSA for y'all, man. New drop date is going to be on the Monday. You know what I'm saying? Probably upload it Sunday night. But new episodes will be on deck Monday. You know what I mean? Start the week off, you know, with something from the FTH Media catalog. You know what I'm saying? Again, if you're listening to this podcast on Apple Music, man, just hit that FTH Media tab and check out my other podcast. You know what I'm saying? FTH Media is home of the Movie Talk podcast, the Retro Files podcast, Dumb Crimes and Criminals, and of course this joint right here, which is the Retro Rick podcast. So we dropping on Mondays. You know what I'm saying? So be on the lookout for that. Productive day today. Went to the gym. You know what I'm saying? Told y'all I'm going to take y'all on this fitness journey with me. We going to stay, we going to stay active with that. You know what I'm saying? I actually just seen this dumbbell routine on Instagram that I like. So after I get done recording, I got 2 more episodes to record after this. So after I get done recording for the night, get everything uploaded and situated, I'm going to go upstairs and I'm going to do that routine with the dumbbells. I like that. You know what I mean? So I'm thinking about doing that nightly. You know what I'm saying? But the gym was cool. Went to the gym for like a little over an hour. Got it in, you know. Came home, ran around. Already did a movie talk. Got my dog, Sev. He came in and was a guest on that episode. And, you know, now I'm recording this, and then I got 2 more after that. So that's the plan for the night. Then, I got to watch The Shy. You know what I'm saying? I might bring some movie talk on here, too, man. Not some movie talk, but just, like, you know, what I'm watching, or, you know, recap a couple of episodes. Because I be watching a lot of different shows. You know what I'm saying? But I'll figure that out. But, yeah, man, we here, man. You know, recently, Lil Reese, he went viral. You know what I'm saying? Lil Reese from Chicago, he went viral for pouring a drink on a homeless man. You know, I thought that was whack. You know what I'm saying? When I seen the video, I was like, damn. You know, because again, even taking in somebody like Lil Reese, like, you've been through a lot. You know what I'm saying? You've been through a lot of trials and tribulations. You know what I'm saying? You got yourself into a position of, you know, You worked yourself to a position of where you should definitely not be doing that. You know what I'm saying? Pouring water on a homeless man that ain't cool. You know what I'm saying? And again, nobody's perfect. We all did stupid shit when we was young. But we talking about people that's in their late 20s, early 30s. You know what I'm saying? And if you around somebody right now, if you in your late 20s and early 30s, and you around somebody who thinks it's cool to pour their drink on a homeless man head, you're around the wrong people. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here to necessarily judge, but I'm here to give my opinion on things. That's why I started a podcast, you know? But I seen it. I'm like, hey, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather you hit him off with some bread, you know? Now, he did do that, and he's getting criticized, of course, because you got to expect that. You know, you got to expect that. You're getting criticized. You know, I guess rightfully so, you know what I'm saying? Because you did that, and then you coming back now and you're saying you want to give food out and money, you know what I'm saying? Which is definitely a good deed. So we can't necessarily knock him for that. I just wish the situation didn't happen, you know, but, hopefully he learned from this and just understand, like, yo, my nigga, that ain't the move. You know what I'm saying? Real ones, we, you know, you don't move like that. And just learn from his mistake, man. You know what I'm saying? We chalk it up as a mistake. And, you know, let that man be, man. You know? Another thing going on. BG from the Hot Boys is home. Cash, Cash Money Records on. Just in case there's some youngins out there listening to the podcast, man, BG, he's from the Hot Boys. He just did 11 out of 14 years in prison. He was part of the Hot Boys, which was a group featuring Lil Wayne, Turk, BG, and Juvenile. Right? Believe it or not, it's some youngins out there who is Wayne's favorite rappers, but they don't know shit about the Hot Boys. You know what I'm saying? They jumped on to Lil Wayne around the Amelie era. You know? They don't know nothing about BG, Turk, and Juvie. Real talk. But yeah, man, BG is home. I see people saying, yo, BG was cloned and, you know, making jokes and this and that. Man, you know, you can't win with the internet, man. You can't. You're not going to win with the internet. I don't care what's going on. I don't care what you got going on. I don't care about none of that shit. You cannot win with the internet. It's not going to happen. You can't win with the internet. But regardless on what, I know he's happy to be home. You know what I'm saying? My man did 11 out of 14 joints. So I know he happy to get back in the booth and, you know, get back to providing for his family, you know what I'm saying, in a way that I know he was wishing he could have done, you know what I'm saying? Not to say he wasn't providing, but I'm just saying he's back in the street now and he could really, you know, run it up the way he will run it up. You can't run it up the same behind the wall, you know what I'm saying? So that was dope. That's good to see, man, you know? I wish we didn't go to jail. You know what I'm saying? And I wish that a lot of brothers, you know, when they get into a certain position, they don't necessarily resort back to their old ways and habits and things like that. But again, nobody's perfect and we all are flawed people. But, you know, to come from a high status and a high stature to go down to, you know, somebody telling you when you can and can't shower, it's got to be a fucking wild experience. You know what I'm saying? Going to jail as a known celebrity that can make an abundance of money ain't the same as going to jail as, you know, a regular nigga that's out here trying to get to a certain status. You know what I'm saying? That's like two different ball games right there, man. You know? Word. But salute to BG. Word. I'm definitely interested in hearing some music. You know what I'm saying? Oh man, Boosie had a joint, man. I think it was one of his GOAT projects. Boosie had a joint. His letter to BG. That joint was fire. Like, that joint was fire. Like, I like those type of songs. I don't like that the person's in jail, but when somebody like AZ got a joint called Fan Mail, you know what I'm saying? That joint was fire. But that joint Boosie, letter to BG, I think it's called. It might be on the GOAT. Or the GOAT to one of them projects. That joint was tough. Word. What else is going on? Hold on 1 second. Let me see if I can find this joint here. Yo, what's up with YK Osiris, man? I'm not necessarily, you know, I don't really be clicking on his I don't really click on headlines about him, but I've seen a few headlines. They say my man running out on haircuts. Like, what's going on? My man cutting, dashing, or dashing, cutting, or however you want to word it. The fuck going on with that man? I don't know if it's true or not, so let's say allegedly. But of course, allegedly, he's running out on haircuts, you know, and he ain't paying his tab. And, a lot of barbers is, you know, getting at him about that. You know what I'm saying? Damn, I'm trying to find this post here because it's definitely something that I wanted to, it's definitely something that I wanted to speak on. Just give me a second. I gotta find it. Right. Damn, I know I'm like going right past it, but until I find it, let's talk about Diddy. You know, it's recently Diddy's given, you know, they said he gave all his artists their publishing back. You know what I'm saying? And I'm seeing a lot of mixed reviews on that. You know, again, I don't know nobody's personal business, you know what I'm saying? But I would feel like if I'm an artist and, you know, I wasn't, if I was an artist and I didn't own my publishing, you know, somebody came and gave me my publishing back, I would assume that I would be happy for that. You know what I'm saying? Again, I'm seeing a lot of critique. I'm seeing a lot of people saying, you know, like I said, mixed reviews. Some people is congratulating, some people is not. Some people are saying positive things, some people are saying negative things. You know, I'm a play Mark Curry. Mark Curry was a rapper slash writer over there at Bad Boy. You know what I'm saying? Let me turn this up a little bit. Let me turn this up a little bit so we can hear him out.
Disrespectful. I told him, why don't you just keep it and pay me? I don't want the publishing. I want the money. Come on, y'all think he doing a good thing because he give back some publishing? Come on, man. It's not worth anything. And then he don't have the Ciroc or the DeLeon, and then he gonna give $1 million to Jackson State like he doing some humanitarian type thing. He just trying to do whatever he can to keep his name relevant so he can go for a new deal because he don't really have nothing that's making him no money right now. He's not even a billionaire no more, so let's talk. Let's talk. What y'all want to do? Y'all want to talk about it? Or y'all just want to read about it and let it seem like everybody like, oh, Puffy gives all his artists back their money. I mean, they publishing. So what? This shit ain't even worth like $400 a year, $300 a year. It's not worth nothing. You can't do nothing. Most of these songs that all of the artists have, ain't nobody going to come back and license them for movies later on or Shine, Bad Boy for Life, What Kind of Nigga Slang Banging the Street. Nah, that's not like Bon Jovi. That's not like the Police. You know what I mean? We talking about songs that publishing that got long legs. It ain't really no long leg publishing coming out of there except for the one he got with Every Breath You, Every Step You Take and all of that kind of stuff. Ain't nothing else valuable over the G-Dep. I mean, he, you know, give him his publishing back. But what's the value in it? If ain't nobody picking up these songs and listening to them right now, like on the radio, if they not picking them up and listening to them right now, then it ain't nothing being generated on them. Like they just did 50 years of hip hop. So they went back and brought back Melly Mel. They brought back a whole bunch. They brought back Craig G. They brought back a whole bunch of old school artists, which in return gives them some publishing legs. Just when people say, who is that? And then want to go Google them and then maybe see what the songs that they used to do long time ago.
Wow. Now, again, from an outsider looking in, you know, and you see the headline and you see, yo, Diddy gave his artist his publishing back. Oh, shit. You know what I mean? You're doing this. You're doing that. You know what I'm saying? Because for many years, a lot of his artists was complaining like, yo, we don't own the publishing, you know, let us eat off our music, you know, and things like that. But then when you hear this aspect of it, and again, he could just be speaking from himself because, again, he was a songwriter, you know what I'm saying? For the most part, if I'm not mistaken, you know, he penned a few joints over there. So maybe he's speaking from his perspective of what his actual publishing is generating, you know. I'm sure that other artists over there that got bigger records than him, because he doesn't really, I'm not even sure if he ever dropped a solo album. No knock to him, but I don't think he actually got the chance to put a solo album out. I just know he was doing a lot of writing, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of Diddy verses he wrote. So it's just like, okay, are you speaking from your perspective of saying like, yo, my shit ain't even really worth nothing, you could keep it? Or are you speaking from the other artist's perspective as well? You know what I'm saying? Because he did have a point about, you know, certain shit is licensable and certain shit, like, people ain't really licensing like that. You know what I'm saying? For movies and things like that. You got to have a real commercial type hit. You got to have a real commercial type hit, you know what I'm saying, to be licensing movies and things like that. And, you know, the movies ain't even kicking, jumping off like that no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, remember when Blue Streak, you ever seen that? Blue Streak with Martin? You know what I'm saying? They was listening to the Hot Boys in that video. You know what I mean? They was listening to the Hot Boys in the truck scene. You know? So that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know. Like I said, I feel like he has points, you know? I feel like he has points, but who knows, man? We have to see. And another thing, like, a lot of artists now are selling their catalog. You know what I'm saying? Like, the bigger artists anyway, you know? The bigger artists, they're selling their catalog. Like, people coming in selling theirs for 50, 60, 70, 70 mil, whatever the case, you know what I'm saying? And again, like, I don't know the personal behind it, but hey, man, maybe it's worth something, and maybe Diddy did something nice, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people saying, yo, you 30 years too late, and you know what I'm saying? Because it's a different game now, man. It's a different game. So I kind of see both standpoints, you know what I'm saying? Regardless on what, he did give it back, so you got to commend him. Now, what it's worth and how much money it's going to generate, that's another topic. You know what I'm saying? I just thought it was interesting to see the dynamics of people agreeing and people disagreeing, you know? Another thing that recently popped out was this Kendrick Lamar leak. A lot of people were saying it's AI. A lot of people were saying it ain't real. And I've seen people say, nah, this was leaked back in 2019. You know what I'm saying? Just more of the leak came out. And it's Kendrick Lamar. It's like a deleted bars off the Element joint. Let me see if I can play this joint. Who you date, not how you rhyme, boy. Cute ass raps, get your puberty up. He's dissing a couple people in here. I'm gonna play it. This is Kendrick Lamar, right? And this is like a snippet from a deleted verse that he had on the Element joint. Fuck the feminists, I put you on that roll call. French Montana speaking on me in interviews. Very cynical, dry hating, something I don't approve. Jay Electronica through silences on my Grammy night. Another dead prophet, hoping the God to give him life. Big Sean keep sneak dissing, I let it slide. I think his false confidence got him inspired. I can't make them respect you, baby, it's not my job. You're finally famous for who you date, not how you rhyme, boy. Cute ass raps, get your puberty up. They make you a classic album before you come at us. Drake and Meek Mill beef might got you gassed up. But now I'm a whole nother beast, I really fuck you up. Wish a nigga would. Hey, fuck some feminists, I put... Now, I'm seeing him being judged off of that, right? I see a lot of people like, oh, nah... You know, I don't know if this wasn't that hard, whatever. Yo, it's a deleted verse. Like, clearly, something about it he didn't like because he didn't drop it. You can't say, oh, nah, oh, word, Big Sean to eat him up because this joint was trash. Like, yo, it's a deleted verse. It was, how many bars was that? 5 bars? Like, we can't judge him off of that when we ain't even hear anything more than that. Like, again, it's a deleted verse. Now, if that came out as the original diss and things like that, then formulate your opinion, do what you want to do. It was leaked. It wasn't supposed to come out, whatever the case. But I will say this. I wouldn't mind seeing people get to it, man. This is hip-hop. Get to it. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Kendrick fan. I like Kendrick better than, Big Sean, you know what I'm saying? And Big Sean is nice, don't get me wrong, but I listen to Kendrick more than I listen to Big Sean. I actually don't listen to Big Sean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I could listen to him when he's on, you know what I'm saying? And if I come through and catch a freestyle and shit like that. But I don't run to his projects, you know what I mean? Again, no knock to him. I know he's super nice, and I can understand that. I know he's nice, but I just don't listen to his music. But we can't judge Kendrick off of, you know, a few bars from a deleted verse however many years ago. Like, we just can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Now, if they get it shaken and they go head-to-head, then we could judge that. But we can't judge deleted bars from a song that dropped, you know what I'm saying, 5, 6, 7 years ago or whatever it was. We can't do that. You know, we can't do that. It ain't even, nah. You know what I'm saying? This joint is like 6 years old. And it's a deleted verse. You cannot judge a man by that. You know? Let's get into some music, man. Drake is about to drop. Everybody's excited. Drake don't do that for me. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, I don't get excited when a Drake drop is happening. You know what I'm saying? I don't even rush to it. You know, I understand what Drake contributes to music, so we can never take that away from him. I'm a fan of Drake when he's rapping. You know what I'm saying? Everything else, I'm cool. So that's why I don't rush to Drake. And regardless to what anybody says, I don't care how big of an artist Drake is. I want to hear all rap album. I want to hear real solid all rap album. I'm tired of the excuses. Yo, my fan base is too big. Yo, my nigga, if ghostwriting is not going to make you lose any fans, you could doing a damn rap album wouldn't make you lose any fans. Because really, you could do a rap album and then you could do an all R&B album after that. You don't have to mix it up and say, oh, I'm trying to please this and that. Like, man, you are who you are already. It's nothing that nobody can do to tarnish that. It's nothing nobody can do to bring that down. Like, you survived ghostwriting. You know what I'm saying? You good, my nigga. So stop hiding behind the, oh, my fan base is too big shit. Because at the end of the day, you good. And me personally, I think that's just the easy cop-out to not want to make a rap album. Because if you do produce an all-rap album, now they're definitely going to put you up against the greats. You know what I'm saying? Like head-to-head, like, yo, where does he lie in Jay-Z? Or where does he lie in this person, that person? Because now it's an all-rap album. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's my like critique with him, man. You know what I'm saying? Because he'll get on rap songs and pop his shit about how he's the best rapper and this and that. Like, yo, just make the project. Let me hear the project. You know what I'm saying? Without no R&B, I want to hear real raps. I want to hear real raps with just a couple real rap features with niggas that talk. You understand what I'm saying? Do that. Give me an album with some real rappers on that joint. Put Papoose on a feature. You know what I'm saying? Jadakiss on a feature. Like the Talkers. You know what I mean? Like Banks. Like I could keep going. You know what I'm saying? Like I want to hear a real rap album with the Talkers. Other than that, I'll get to that joint when I get to it. You know what I'm saying? 38 Special and Conway the Machine, man. Now we talking, man. 38 Special and Conway the Machine dropped a joint project. It's called Special Machinery. And that's what I'm saying, man. Let me hear you and Conway on something. Where's the joint with Benny? Like, get with the Talkers. Get with the Talkers. Get with my son Kevin Gates. Get with Benny the Butcher. Get with Conway. Get with 38 Special. Get with Ransom. I want to hear Drake and the Talkers. I'm cool on the R&B, dog. You did that for mad years. Like, we got it. You know what I'm saying? Give us a rap album with the Talkers. That's all I'm asking. Yeah. Let me see if I could give y'all a couple snippets of this joint, man. Come on, man. Latex Gloves, 38 Special, Conway the Machine featuring Lloyd Banks. Trash.
Chilla to the ankle bone. I'm that nigga now, I'm just gonna make it known. My dog caught a body busting Draco Chrome. They gave him life behind the prison gates, he can't go home. I get the Yale gone, break a hole one down and make his own. Cause in these streets, I'm a motherfucking staple on. He say he the king, well, machine come to take his throne. Take
over. He's talking. This is what I mean by getting with the Talkers. You know what I'm saying?
Mac 10s out of black pens. He dropped his card, he's running from it. Got a crack lens. Mama gone for days, been on a crack bench. Walked to granny house, she got a packed fridge. Been
about that action. That's what I'm saying. Like, the Talkers. That's the talk. Come on, Lloyd Banks been talking since. Come on, man.
Case. Yeah.
You should know what time we on. Expectations entirely wrong. Kicked a hole in the game before multiple views. My time be gone. Gotta be strong when you're popping the paparazzi form. Sliders singing in your local precinct like a Mario. Came a ways to get here naked to a Brocky arm. Careful, had to stash the rocket by the hockey jump.
Banks is in raw form.
You would think I'm repeating shit. Got several copies for him. Hating ain't gon' stop me. Probably wish me body harm. Hand off to my dumb out. Get his kamikaze on. Always be forks in the road. His Maserati's form.
See what I'm saying?
Your rap careers ain't working out. A bunch of sloppy songs. Quiet storms.
This is what I'm saying. Like, let Drake get with the talkers, please. 38 is a talker.
Day your body's drawn, duck the criminal, the one your baby mom, eyes be on.
I had to move these blocks, meet me at the beauty shop, the one that's owned by my cutie wop, that got the booty shots. I ain't packing the Tootie Glock, absolutely not. Stash box, case I get stopped by traffic duty cops. My last interaction, they was asking who we shot. Gave them no reaction, so they acted truly shocked. This ain't a movie act. I stack fruity rocks. It's diamonds and emeralds and rubies in my jewelry box. The cars that we got, show y'all who we not. 1500 at the ball and Louis shots walking around your bitch.
This is what I'm saying. This is what I mean by the talkers. This is what I mean by the talkers, man.
State NY, a moody block. Play the gangster role and I make your movie stop. All hoes is birds, I'm with a bougie flock. I never let these goofy thoughts do me like Rudy Pops, nigga.
Now that was Latex Gloves, 38 Special, Conway the Machine featuring Lloyd Banks. Like I said, this whole project is fire. This joint is called Special Machinery. You know what I'm saying? So go check that out, man. Oh, you know what? Yo, this kid right here. This kid, man. I'm fucking with him. I'm fucking with this kid right here. This kid is from Atlanta. My man name is K Cartier. You know what I'm saying? Y'all probably heard this joint before. This joint. Let me play this snippet. I'm gonna play this clip.
Look, I don't like no drill music. I don't do no TikTok. I don't like no club songs. Play something to get me pissed off. Play something to get my young niggas ready to blitz and blow your shit off. Talking about some ghetto gospel. Nigga, turn that shit off. Buddy think he hard, we shoot his stomach, now he shits off. I can't fuck no bitch that's in the mix that make my dick soft. Sit down, they shooting dice, I join the game, they set them up like nigga, get down. The last bitch that played with me, he's in the ground. Caught the Drake, I stress her out, she dropping weight. My kidney's failing, but I need that drink for what the doctor say. Label sent another 50 bag, let's buy an op today. I know you gave up alcohol, but bitch, you getting shots today. Phone them on revenge, man, I can see it in his eyes. Stop that cop, hit that bitch with every flick until he die. Bro, go felon, can't no weapon ever compromise his pride. You got the message, all that reppin' got you resting in the sky. Photo coupes out G-Box when we slide. It ain't no flexing. If you let me, I can bless you if you find. We in Miami, she need to see to get hot. Just turn me up, don't turn me down. I'm
fire. Boy is fire, man. So you know I'm gonna do a deep dive, man. You know, every time he posts a clip, he goes viral on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely want to dive into his catalog. You know, I do that. Anytime I come across somebody that's talking, I go listen to their catalog because I want to hear if you can make music. I want to hear, you know what I'm saying, how you put it together. I'm a real hip-hop head, you know what I'm saying? So I seen this joint. I was like, yeah, I just haven't had time to go dive into his catalog, but I'm going to go dive into his catalog. I'm going to see what he on, you know what I'm saying? One more clip before I get out of here, man. This is the latest one.
Look, man, don't get this misconstrued. Bro, this shit is not a diss. This a message to my ops because y'all clearly ain't on shit. From this point on, we ain't got no smoke. I'm just gonna take your bitch. Then send her back, then she gonna tell you how I'm ready to send a blitz. Niggas talking about a diss song. Bitch, when you die, your tombstone getting pissed on. Niggas stole from me, don't kill him. Just make sure his wrist gone. She took my love for granted. Shoulda never gave that bitch stone. Middle finger with the vibe, or you ain't know I'm from that six zone. He in a bitch bowl, finna be shit faced because Caleb want his shit blown. You don't like me, and I don't like you, and I bet it's known. Let nigga do something. We been at each other this long. They tryna blackball me about the industry. The same niggas I signed to act like they'll fuck with me. I'm tryna see what he won't do and what he want with me. Stop worrying about what I'm gon' do. How about you come and see? I tell you now, I ain't your twin. Don't ever call me that. I hit her once, then sent her home. I ain't never calling back. Repo told me, can't chill out. It's too late for all of that. It's too late, I'm riding. Get this chick a 30 in my lap. I'm tryna bend it over, bust it, baby. Fuck me like you love me.
That's K Cartier, man. Youngin from Atlanta talking that talk. You know, it's good to see people out here still talking, man. You know, I like it. I'm going to see, like I said, I'm going to dive into his catalog. That was K. Cartier. By these snippets, man, this sound like some heat. So, like I said, man, I'm going to dive into the catalog. I'm going to see what he on. So, y'all go check that out. Go check that 38 Special and Conway the Machine album. 38 Special and Conway the Machine. That Special Machinery. Go check that out, man. We need to support that type of music. You know what I'm saying? I'm waiting for this Benny the Butcher album. Some new Benny music, man. That would be dope, too. You know. But yeah, man, Lloyd Banks, you know, can't forget Banks. Banks is consistent. Banks is fire. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's a few people that I'm waiting on, man. And as they drop, I'm gonna come on here. We're gonna talk about it. You know, I'm gonna listen to the Drake shit. Like I said, I'm not running to it. I'll get to it. You know what I mean? If I hear like, yo, this joint, you know, number 9, that nigga was going crazy, then I'll go check it out. But, or I might just skim through it and grab all the rap joints and then just put it in a, like a little playlist so I can just have all the rap joints because I'm cool on that other shit, man. But this is the Retro Rick Podcast. I am your host, Rick. Follow me on Instagram at Rick_BHR. Hit the email, theretrorickpodcast@gmail.com. Again, man, be on the lookout for the new episodes. We're going to try and get them up Mondays. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, they probably drop Sunday, but, you know, when y'all at work, driving to work, or whatever, however you listening to this joint, start the week off with FTH Media. We in the building.